The time has come. I'm so excited. We are making a pretty huge announcement about our 2024 Penny Pitch campaign. As y'all usually know, I would assume you know if you listen on a regular basis, we usually launch this campaign in the fall, and it takes us right into the Christmas season. But I'm so excited because today we are doing something that we have never done before when it comes to Penny Pitch. All right, you ready for it? Drum roll, please. Penny Pitch applications are now open. Yes, we are kicking off our Penny Pitch 2024 campaign early. We have never done this before. Like I said, we normally wait until September, but this year we decided to open them early because a new Penny Pitch tradition was born actually a couple of years ago. We launched our Penny Pitch and Putt golf outing, and this year we wanted to know who the recipient was going to be before we hit the links during the summer. So if you are a nonprofit serving Northeast Indiana, we want to hear from you. You can apply online at wowo.com. Just look for the big old graphic that says WoWo Penny Pitch Campaign. And what's just so remarkable, WoWo's been doing this since 1948. That's how long the Penny Pitch tradition has been going strong, since 1948. For that 70 plus years, WoWo has been asking listeners to contribute pennies, nickels, dimes, or more to help Hoosiers within the WoWo listening area. It is truly one of my favorite times of the year, and we're going to be able to enjoy it even longer by opening up applications early. Now, here is something to take note of. Because we opened applications early, we will have a new deadline for you as well. You must apply by May 31st, okay? You have until May 31st to apply for Penny Pitch at WoWo.com. I have been on the WoWo team since 2011, so I've been a part of this campaign for quite some time. I also serve on the Penny Pitch board. I've done that for about 8 years now. And aside from the generosity of our listeners, I'd say the other part that I just love is actually working with our recipients, with these nonprofits every year, seeing the hard work that these members of our community go through and put in and day out to raise funds for our veterans, disabled kids, starving families, disadvantaged families. It's just one of the most rewarding experiences year after year for me. Mike Wilson, for folks who don't know it, you've also been kind of off and on a part of the WoWo team. You worked here back in 2009, 2010, and into 2011. You're actually who hired me back in 2011. You also did some fill-ins during the Penny Pitch campaign season for us. So what are you most looking forward to?
Yeah, so one of the things I love most about it, and always did when I worked here, first of all, you've got the heritage angle, right? Like, this is such a big part of the community. I love, you know, helping out the community, whatever we can do. So, like, whether it's, like, you know, being active at a local, you know, charity that means a lot to me. Like, I do a lot of work with the Boys and Girls Club and that kind of thing. But, like, this is special because it's, like, something that I get to do through work. So they're actually, like, paying me to do this, and I get to go out and help out the community, get the word out. But the other thing I like about it, so when I was here in the time frame you were talking about, 2009, 10, 11, I didn't really get to work with Charlie Butcher all that often, except when I was, like, doing fill-ins and that kind of thing. And it was a time where the station actually came together, too. And you see what it means to people that you're working with. And so we had all this time together where we're working on something and we're, like, pushing towards a common goal, and it's community driven. And it's one of those things that, like, even to me, like, that was a great memory, but it transcends even the station itself. Because even after I left, I still love Fort Wayne. So I'd come up and, you know, whatever I could do.
You're still a part of a lot of the fundraisers that we did.
Right. Bring some coins by or whatever I had in my pockets or the couch or just anything.
And if I remember correctly, when you filled in for me while I was on maternity leave for quite some time, you donated your earnings from that to our Penny Pitch campaign that year.
I did. I actually forgot I did that. But yes, everything that I made when I was filling in, so after Charlie died and I filled in for a couple of 2-3 months, I donated everything that went, you know, to me, went right to Penny Pitch too. So
wanted such to a remarkable sure organization. Josh, really quick, this will be your, what, third Penny Pitch campaign
Yes. This one a little bit more involved, but one thing that I'm looking
forward to. A little bit more involved. Another fun fact, Josh is leading the charge for our Penny Pitch campaign.
listen, listeners don't get to see this, but there is a time when we select our recipient, and we, as Penny Pitch and Wawa, we got to get together with that recipient, and we sit down at the table, and we talk about everything, our goals, or what do we want to do with this, how do we want to attack it, and it's in that room right there where the realization comes between both of these parties, and even for our recipient, that you can see it in their eyes, that they can tell that we're here for them, we're here to help them achieve what they need with these funds, and I think that's the moment that sparks me up. It gets me going for the long stretch that is. And this year, it's going to be a little bit of a longer stretch when we receive our recipient.
I always say I have the pleasure of usually telling the recipient that they're going to be the recipient. I've been so lucky to be able to get that part of the job to be able to do that. And I always say to them, hey, get ready. It's going to be a wild ride for the next couple of months. Because again, we usually do this in the fall going into the winter. This year, because we're launching our applications early, it's going to be one heck of a ride for many, many months. So truly, Wawa Land, we are all excited here at Wawa to be launching the Penny Pitch applications. They are now open, so you need to apply at Wawa.com by May 31st. Don't you worry. I'll continue to remind you right here on Fort Wayne's Morning News.
Podcasts by Federated Media.